So I've come along to the crafts section and I found John Waller, who's in the middle of, is it weaving a basket, John?
Weaving a basket, yeah, it's willow basket making, that's right.
So just tell us a little bit about how you select your wood, first of all, for doing this.
So all the wood for basket making is grown for the purpose. So it's grown in a withy bed, and in the withy bed you'd grow the varieties that are suitable for basket making and cut them every year. So this is all 1 year growth, coppiced to the ground, then regrown, and you get another crop in successive years over and over again.
And how do you get the designs? Is this something that comes up in your head to be able to put this together?
To an extent, that's where the original designs come from. But largely, people make to recipes, just like you would cook to a recipe. So the design is based around the diameter or the circumference of the basket, and then you have enough uprights to keep it tight and strong, and you base everything straight back from that diameter.
Now, I noticed you probably started with the base, and that's obviously got a structure to it.
Yeah, the base is the most important part, really. That anchors everything together. You start right in the middle of the base, and then as you work up, if you've got a nice even base with a slight cone to it, then that'll resist the weight that you put in the basket and also resist the forces while you're making the basket.
Fantastic. It's a real skill, this. It's an art form, in a way.
Yeah, it's probably the oldest craft. People have been weaving baskets since we've been hunting and gathering materials. So, and for our berries and food, everyone's needed a container to put them in. So basket making is probably the oldest craft we know. So all of the techniques are very refined, very highly evolved, and haven't changed for years because they date from the year dot, really.
So how does the construction work? Obviously, I can see you taking the... you have to give me the technical term for each layer.
Yeah, so what I'm weaving is a weave called English randing. And English randing is a systematic weave where you put one rod in where the next one finishes, the last one finishes. So as a result, you get an interesting pattern developing up the basket, as well as it being a very strong weave. This is a log basket, so it needs to be very strong to resist the force of the logs inside. So systematically, I'm putting a rod in where the last one finishes, and then I can carry on weaving. And in this case, I'm skipping the first two, so I end up with a nice design, visual design on the basket, just to make it a little bit different, really.
It is an art. It is absolutely wonderful to see done. And we're going to take some video in a moment and put that up on our Facebook page as well, so you'll be able to see that, because it is pure skill. John, thank you very much for speaking to us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.